In developing countries, a nutritious food, one that can even prevent disease, is being thrown away. Well, scientists at Colorado State University just received a $1 million grant to help change that. The food is rice bran. It's the covering that distinguishes white rice from brown, and it could save children from deadly intestinal diseases like salmonella. Millions of children under the age of 5 die each year from such ailments. Joining us is CSU researcher Elizabeth Ryan. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
I'm eating rice bran every time I eat brown rice, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, that is left on the rice. But when rice becomes white rice, the bran is left behind.
Correct. And that's the opportunity here, is that there is a large amount of rice bran produced every year that we have an opportunity to tap into for its health properties.
I think it'll be a surprise to a lot of people that white and brown rice are from the same source.
Yes.
Now, why aren't we really eating rice bran, minus the times we eat brown rice?
When the rice bran is polished off the grain, there's a very short shelf life. It will quickly go rancid and become spoiled. And that has been the major reason for why it is not widely consumed.
That is, the people producing white rice don't invest the extra energy to cook it right away, stabilize it, and turn it into something.
Absolutely, that's correct. And often it is immediately fed to animals, if fed at all.
So there are a lot of people in this world who don't have enough food. How could rice bran help?
Well, rice bran is extremely lipid-rich, or rich in plant fats, and that's another reason why it quickly goes rancid or spoils quickly. And so if we can heat stabilize, then now we have a source of plant-based lipids. We also have a number of phytochemicals or healthful chemicals in the rice bran, as well as vitamins and nutrients. And so that's why we're saying it's an untapped food ingredient. But more and more, we're finding that rice bran is now being heat stabilized and included, but not routinely in the developing world, where we think there's a lot of opportunity for having intestinal health benefits.
Well, tell me about that, intestinal health benefits.
So we've been looking specifically at the chemical makeup of the rice bran and its antibacterial properties, or ability to fight off some of the horrible diarrheal pathogens that are rampant in children around the world, that are the major causes of diarrhea. We've been focusing our work right now on salmonella, and we're also, through this grant, going to be working on rotavirus. And rotavirus is one of the leading kind of gastroenteritis problems in children around the world.
You've actually studied this in animals, and you've found that giving mice, for example, bran prevents the contracting of diseases that they're exposed to, right?
Exactly. Right now, some of the work that we've published has shown that we can actually block the ability of salmonella to colonize the gut. And that is something that we want to start evaluating for its efficacy in people.
And I think it's worth pointing out that many of the countries that could use rice bran both as nutrition and as medicine are countries that probably rely already on rice. So this isn't exactly planting a brand new industry in a place, right?
Oh, that's correct. The places that grow rice, eat rice, have significant opportunity to now utilize the rice bran. We just need to work at the level of the mill to heat stabilize it so that it's safe for consumption.
And where would you like to see this done? What would be a good test market?
I think right now we are working in places in Asia and Africa where rice is being produced. And one of the other pieces of this is that there's a large variation in rice varieties around the world that are being grown. And so our work starting in animal models is to compare the effect of different rice bran from these different varieties, because not all rice varieties may have this healthful property for protecting against salmonella. We believe that all rice bran is nutritious in many different ways, but again, the antibacterial properties that we're talking about here may be unique to certain rice bran types.
Not all rice is created equal, in other words. How would I eat rice bran? So would it be some kind of cooked cereal in the morning? What would the product look like?
Yes, the rice bran can be included into a number of different types of meals and snacks as an ingredient, much like you would put in rice flour. We have been playing around with some different porridges and some different foods in Africa as well as in India and as well as here to the States. And so we have a clinical trial that we're testing rice bran added to different meals and snacks here in the United States right now.
How does it taste?
It's a little bitter. And so, you know, one of the things that we've been working with dietitians on and some personal chefs is by adding a little citrus or different things to offset the bitter taste. But the idea is the amount that we need. We may not need more than, say, 15 to 30 grams per day incorporated into our meals. And that's it's practical to do that.
Did you have rice bran today, Elizabeth?
Well, I'm a pretty regular consumer of brown rice. And so that's definitely the way that I find that I get it into my system. However, you can add rice bran to anything. I mean, you could also add it to smoothies and yogurts and snacks and baked goods and all kinds of things.
Well, this leads to the question of why not just feed the world brown rice?
That's a great question, because rice is produced in very large quantities and seasonally. And it's important in these places where rice is the major staple food and source of calories that it be able to sit or be shipped, right, for months, even a year at a time. And the brown rice, again, would spoil and go bad and is not practical for storage.
And so it's a much less flexible product.
Yes, and that's why I think we need to pay attention and kind of put some energy towards technologies at the milling site itself. We're not saying don't remove the bran at all. We're saying it's going to be removed, much like it has been. However, if we can find a way to mill it in a fashion that's going to be safe for humans to consume it, we may be able to reincorporate it back into the diets.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your research with us, and congratulations on this enormous grant.
Thank you very much. We're very excited about it.
Elizabeth Ryan is a researcher at Colorado State University. She just received $1 million grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for her work on rice bran.